You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now on Tech Talk, it's time to talk gaming once again. Now, some gamers around us listening would have heard the name Steam for quite a few years. I myself, as a gamer, have been familiar with the existence of the platform, but never actually familiar with using it. But there has been some accessibility news regarding the Steam platform. But what exactly is it and how much accessibility has been improved? We are about to find out, because joining me is our gaming expert, of course, at the RNIB, Accessible Gaming Officer, Mr. Sightless Combat is back. How are you, sir?
Hello, I'm doing very well, thank you. Good to be back, even if, as of the time of recording, the weather is being far too hot for most people's liking, I would argue. It's good to be back and talking about a very interesting topic that has very recently had developments.
I've always heard of Steam, even as a child. My brother used to always use this, or, well, use it at times. But for those that do not know or have not really heard of it, what is Steam?
Steam is a long-running PC distribution platform. It's probably the biggest PC distribution platform in the world at this point. It's one of the most well-known, if nothing else. And it was designed, put together by Valve for their various games. And it's kind of just grown from there. So Valve have created games like Counter-Strike, Portal, Half-Life, you know, those kinds of games. And, you know, Counter-Strike and Half-Life would have been where you might have heard of Steam in the early days. But it's since grown to, you know, monolithic proportions, and pretty much any game that's releasing, or the vast majority of games you can find on Steam, outside of course the console exclusives, which is, you know, somewhat obvious anyway. But yeah, it's a platform that's been around for a very long time, since, you know, the early 2000s, if not before, and it's grown to massive heights in recent years.
What sort of platforms is it available on? What sort of devices can have Steam on them?
There are a number of devices that can have Steam on them, actually. There are, of course, PCs, you know, supporting, you know, Windows, Mac, those kinds of things. But there is also a device called a Steam Deck. And there are other handhelds as well being produced that, you know, can have Steam on them in the form factor of what's called Steam OS, which is basically Valve's operating system designed around Steam specifically. So it's not like, oh, you have Windows and then you have Steam, as you would on a, say, a Windows PC. It is instead a, you know, a Steam only operating system, though I haven't used it myself, and that's for a reason that we're going to come on to, because Steam OS historically hasn't had, if we look at the Steam Deck as an example, it hasn't had accessibility in, you know, for gamers without sight like myself, or, you know, necessarily much in the way of accessibility at all, until sort of now. We'll come on to why sort of in a minute.
Up until what we're going to talk about in a minute, what was the state of Steam's accessibility for blind and partially sighted gamers?
So the state of Steam accessibility has been a topic of much conversation over the past, I would say, 8 or so years. I actually had the opportunity to go to Valve and have a chat with a bunch of people there, which is not something a lot of people get to say. They sort of work a lot behind closed doors, do Valve. But I had the chance to go there and share my experiences with Steam at the time. And at the time, it was sort of usable, but it wasn't a great experience for screen readers. There were things that you couldn't do because they, you know, weren't labeled well enough, or you had to get assistance because things just weren't visible at times. But that was, you know, several years ago, and things have moved on. As of, you know, the last few years, we've seen big picture mode, as it's called, which is basically a console-like experience. So, you know, a grid-based list of games, that kind of thing, with various menus and, you know, menu interfaces and things that you can browse through with a controller being prominent. And that's had its own, you know, improvements as well, because there was a time where that wasn't usable at all, and now it is. But that even is getting improvements. So it's been improving, but it's taken a long time to happen. You know, there have been people wondering, how do I get a screen reader onto my Steam Deck? And because, to get slightly technical for a second, because Steam OS is, as far as I can remember, built on a version of what's called Linux, which is a different operating system. So you have, you know, your Windows, your Mac OS, and your Linux, you know, operating systems. Steam OS is kind of built on a version of that. But even though there's a screen reader or two for Linux, getting that into Steam OS has proven quite tricky from what I understand from those who have tried.
With Steam, as with other kind of gaming related devices, I guess there's also an accessibility element which depends to the accessibility of the actual gaming titles itself, correct?
Of course, I mean, if you can have an accessible platform, but you equally, as much as you can have an accessible platform, if the games aren't accessible, then, why buy the platform? I mean, not to necessarily throw shade specifically, but I didn't pre-order a Switch 2 because, I'd heard, there's a screen reader, that's brilliant, but I'd also heard that screen reader was going to be very minimally supported as of launch, which indeed it was, and that I heard after launch that you would need assistance to actually set the device itself up to even get to the point of being able to use the screen reader, which kind of nullifies the point of it being there in the first place, you could argue. And even then, of course, there aren't, to my understanding, that many, if any, exclusives that are fully playable without assistance. So, hence I didn't pre-order it. The same could be said for, other platforms where there aren't necessarily as many exclusives or games that are fully playable. People, why would you buy a platform when, I'm not going to be able to play the games on it, kind of thing is the general question. But with Steam, you've got titles like Last of Us Part 1, Part 2, God of War Ragnarok, associated caveats with that one, with the guide that I've assisted in co-writing. But as much as there are titles that have levels of playability or are fully playable, you've got Forza as well, for instance, Forza Motorsport. The fact of the matter is that as much as that might be true, there are potentially still some issues that are going to be, sort of encountered by developers and players because of the way these features are set up, and we don't know how those are going to work for a very specific reason, which we will come on to in terms of the latest developments.
We will indeed, and we're going to do this right now. So there have been some accessibility improvements made to Steam recently, which for gamers is always exciting. Can you take us through what are some of the, well, what are the improvements? What are the accessibility changes?
So the big thing, really, at least for me, was so I saw an announcement posted on a Discord server I'm a part of, and then I'd seen it sort of talked about in a couple of other places as well. And then I went to look, and the big announcement really for me is that Steam is now getting a screen reader in Steam OS, and there are going to be accessibility improvements to Big Picture as well. The mode we talked about earlier. There are other things in terms of, sort of filters and elements for those with usable vision, which are also discussed in the post that was put out by Valve. But the screen reader is kind of the big one for gamers without sight. And they even mention having a shortcut to turn it on. Now, the big thing about this is these features are not currently released and they are in beta. Thereby meaning there will be bugs, there will be things that don't work, but the fact that this is being done at all speaks volumes, I would argue, because this has been a very long time coming. People have been saying, I would love to use a Steam Deck, but I can't use a Steam Deck. I've said that myself. You can use a Steam Deck with Windows, but that is a whole other, kettle of fish that we're not going to get into here, because that has its own complications. So being able to, in theory, in the future, buy a Steam Deck or a Steam handheld and just play games on it out of the box, set it up on your own, maybe, it would be amazing. Now, I've talked to a few people who've tried this or are looking into trying it. They're very excited. There's a lot of buzz around this. But unfortunately, there hasn't been any success in getting the feature working. It may be that it hasn't released fully to various regions and things. We don't know about the stipulations of where these features are going to become available, how the rollout's going to work. But the fact of the matter is that Valve are considering accessibility for gamers with sight loss, which is a huge win if it can come off as well as we hope.
Is there any developments or, on improving accessibility of the apps? We've talked about Steam OS and devices like the Steam Deck, but is that going to impact the accessibility of Steam apps on, say, Windows or Mac OS, for example?
Yes, I mean, the big picture side of things is improved now as of a recent beta that was different to this one. So they've been sort of working on multiple elements of accessibility, I would say, from what I've seen. It will improve under certain aspects. The screen reader specific improvement, from what I recall, won't come to big picture, but that's not necessarily an issue depending on how well it works. I haven't seen this firsthand, any of this, so we might come back to that as a future discussion point once it's out in the wild and we can sort of see it all working in practice to see what it looks like. But the Steam client itself is the main point of focus, and for now it's looking pretty usable on Windows. I mean, I even to give you an idea of how useful this is, I actually, with a small amount of extra work to sort of get used to the interface, I managed to purchase a copy of Dead Space, the remake, because there's a guide being worked on behind the scenes by the wonderful Zammer, who's done some work on it over the years, and I've looked at Zammer's work before, and I thought I'm going to try and get the PC version because the PC version was on sale. So I thought I'm going to test the Steam interface out on Windows and see if I can purchase a game just through Steam itself. And I managed it. It took a little extra work because I wasn't used to how the interface was going to, appear on my screen without it being directly in a web browser, but it was better than before. So there is proof there that by making your client, your purchase system, and of course having a reason to buy the game, by making all of those things accessible and the titles having accessibility to a varying degree, you will then get increased funds. Increased accessibility equals increased sales. But in terms of how this improvement will impact the future, I'm not sure, because as I say, we haven't really seen much. The big news is these features are coming, they exist. Here's basic information. That's kind of the news we're at the moment. But it is a big landmark in terms of making these kinds of things more accessible and easy to approach when you're, just starting out as a gamer, let's say.
Are there any other caveats we should be aware of for now, or is it a case of it's still very much early days?
I would say keep an eye on this. Wait for extra news and thoughts and information to be available, and then, as in, have things confirmed to be working, for example, and then have a look. Because I, for one, won't be reformatting my Steam Deck to use Steam OS just to then find out, oh, it doesn't work yet. So, because that would be infuriating for anybody. In terms of this, it, there's possibilities it won't work with, it won't work with games that require mods and things in certain cases. There's mods I can think of where there's been discussions around whether those will work under these new features on Steam OS. So there will still be games that you'll definitely want to play on Windows, just because of the way they've been put together by the community. But by the same token, there might be other games where accessibility might just work out of the box now. I'm thinking of like the visual novel style of things where it might support the screen reader implementation. But as I say, we don't know. There are lots of fun unknowns here that could potentially lead to interesting experiences in the future without having to just rely solely on Windows.
If people would like to give the Steam client a go, maybe, I presume there are costs involved when it comes to game titles individually themselves, but is there a cost to using Steam?
There is no cost to using Steam. Steam is free to download, free to try. Free to have a look at, I guess you could say as well, by that respect. There are free titles on Steam as well, which is good to know. There are definitely free games out there. I'm thinking of, a couple of one or two visual novels that I've seen over the years that are free, for instance. I believe Sequence Storm may have gone free to play as well, a rhythm racing game, which is very, very cool. And of course, there's demos as well, like Bits and Bops, the rhythm game. Has a demo, and that was recently, I believe, updated and may still be up with that version from the Steam Next Fest. And then, of course, there are sales on every so often with Steam. So even if a game is looking ludicrously expensive as of the time of writing, it might be that by the time there's a sale on, that price will have changed dramatically and you'll be able to potentially afford it. So yeah, but there is no cost to using Steam to, the multiplayer side of it. Any of that, unless you're looking at like apps with subscriptions and things, which do exist. They do potentially exist. So, but that yeah, it's a free client. You can go and Just if you type in, Steam client into Google and go to the Valve sites, you should be able to find it. Although it is labeled on the store, for instance, it is labeled as store.steampowered.com for some strange reason that they've kept around for a long time. So it might seem a little odd, but as long as you double check the legitimacy of the site you're going to, then you should be okay as long as you're careful and vigilant, as you should be with any downloads.
What accessible titles would you recommend for people to start with who may be new to using the Steam client?
I mean, any title is going to be, well, not any title, but there are titles that I can think of off the top of my head. But whatever title you choose, the fact of the matter is the Steam client will be the same sort of learning curve either way. You can buy titles through the web, you can buy titles, as I've said, in the big picture interface. There are various ways to do it. You could even potentially look at the mobile app as well. There's lots of ways to access this ecosystem. But I'm thinking of titles, if you've got the specs to run it, Last of Us Parts 1 and 2 are now on PC, fully accessible without the need for assistance. Well, I wouldn't say fully accessible. There are caveats to their various options and the way mechanics work, but by the same token, they are fully playable. You can go through all of the story and the various extra content as well, without the need for assistance necessarily. You've got stuff like Sequence Storm, as I say, a rhythm racing game, very good fun, brutally hard in places. You've got Audio Game Fantastique, Rococo Audio Game Fantastique. It's a music themed maze game, I guess you could call it. Music themed sort of maze game collectathon. That was a very fun, interesting game that I don't believe I ever finished because the final level is very intense and stressful, but good fun, very well put together. And then, of course, you've got things like Forza Motorsport as well. A massive learning curve there, but if you pick it up and you decide to speed around a few ovals, that's good fun. At least in my personal opinion. Of course, it's all going to vary based on what you want to look for, and if you're interested, then there are websites out there that can sort of advise you and maybe give you suggestions as to what to look for. Depending on your genres of choice.
Fantastic. We will certainly keep on top of this story and any future developments in accessibility of, Steam and gaming in general. For now, though, Mr. Sightless Combat, RNIB's Accessible Gaming Officer, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.